Todd, I thought of you. Why did I think of you when I read a story about a Ponzi scheme guy?
Oh.
I mean, I'm not looking to rip people off.
No,
it wasn't.
I mean, I'm not looking to, you know, destroy families.
No. It didn't have anything to do with frugality.
Oh.
It was because he jumped in the water and I thought about you holding your nose.
Oh.
I told Kelly the story yesterday. So listen, because I thought of you, and Kelly goes, oh, it sounds like Todd. And I was like, oh, right, yes. He couldn't have made it as long as this guy did.
What'd he do?
I'll
tell you if I could have made it.
He's a 44-year-old guy in California running a $35 million Ponzi scheme.
Oh, wow.
Convincing people to invest in his mega church and then pocketing the money. So, you know, you can't really be... Can't really feel bad for the guy.
No. Right.
So the FBI goes to arrest him, and he goes, I'm going to get out of here. So he goes in his pickup truck. He drives to a lake, which, by the way, is surrounded by land. So, you know. But he goes, I got a plan. I have one of those underwater submersible scooters, a sea scooter.
What?
So think of like a little fan with handlebars that pulls you through the water.
Yeah.
Is it like a bubble?
No, it's not.
It's not
just
like a
pulls
submarine.
No.
It's just like handles.
So that's the thing. He had to hold his breath. So this would speed up his swimming by a little bit, but the thing only goes 4 miles an hour.
God. And it's landlocked, like
yes.
you said. So at some point, he's going to come out, and they're just going
to
arrest him.
And he didn't have breathing equipment.
So
he had to keep coming up for air. And on top of that, you know, it may be California, but it's like Palo Cedro, which is where the lake was cold.
Oh, no.
So it's a cold lake for 25 minutes. He's all shriveled up. And at this point, he's losing his breath, right? And he's getting tired. And eventually, he just said, okay, fine. So
this was
but
his
he had to hold his
plan.
Nose, right?
Yeah.
So he had only one hand on the handlebar, and then he was holding his nose.
I was picturing Todd doing that.
I'd have to do that.
So Todd, who has to hold his nose when an adult man, by the way, has to hold his nose whenever he goes underwater, right?
Yeah, I'm just not a great swimmer. I can do any stroke on the surface.
Wow.
On the surface, head above water.
Right.
Any stroke.
Any.
But underwater, that's a different story. I need a nose plug. I need a nose plug.
So
and
imagine
then
if
you're
you
like
were
lightning. But,
imagine if you were this guy.
Smoke him. I'm like the torpedo.
I'm sure.
Phelps.
He's like that apparatus.
I'm Michael
like,
Phelps.
Psh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kelly, get your head out of the gutter.
I know,
I
really.
I said stroke. I said torpedo.
I know.
She's just like Beavis and Butthead.
Jay, she wants some.
No, I
alert,
don't.
Alert.
He's lying.
So imagine Todd in this situation with his little sea scooter going 4 miles an hour with one hand on the sea scooter, the other hand plugging his nose, just basically, and because of the imbalance, probably going in circles.
Yeah, exactly.
At 4 miles an hour.
You're not going to get me.
You're not going to get me ever.
Ever.
And he's a mega church guy. He's God is on my side.
He's going to bullhorn.
Right?
Oh, man.
Oh,
Jesus
my God.
Is on my side.
That's right. So imagine that, and then you read
what
that in the news.
What a terrible idea!
And you're
that's
like,
his escape plan.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
What?
You know, but
why would he have like his own plane and just fly to Mexico?
Well, exactly.
Right.
but
it goes to show, like these people who do Ponzi schemes, there's no way that continues.
Yeah.
Eventually, you get caught, or it's over, and people lose all their money that they gave you, and they say something's up. There's no way out.
Right,
no.
Like, is it worth it for that, whatever, X amount of months slash years of bliss
and then,
to spend the rest of your life in prison?
No.
Yeah.
Is
no.
it worth it? Can't
no.
be.
I mean, the little sea scooter sounds kind of fun.
And was he driving around with the sea scooter in the back of the truck being like, just
right, and then
in
had
case,
to deploy it?
I've got it. This is my escape plan.
And who does he think he is? Like James Bond would have like
Aquaman.
Some kind of like
Aquaman.
Like thing that could, you know, has an escape pod and, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy's got a 4 mile an hour sea scooter.
I just picture the guy at the end of Tiger King on the jet ski.
Oh my God.
Like that's
yes.
who I feel like he is. Like the huge guy in the jet ski, but he has a sea scooter.
Yeah. So he's not even as cool as the guy on Tiger King.
No.
What does that say?
Right.
You've got $35 million and you got beat in the cool level by a guy on Tiger King with a mullet.
Yeah.
Oof. Wow. Praise Jesus.
That guy's weird.
But yeah, anyway, that's why I thought of you, Todd.
Yeah.
Didn't have anything to do with stealing people's money.
No. It's just picturing me underwater.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh. Going around in circles, sinking. Holding your nose. Yeah.
Sinking.
Sinking.
Yeah. All right, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. And Todd's got your new Center Main forecast. It's chilly.
Yeah, cold morning. We're in the teens right now. We'll get up to about 38, 40 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, much warmer. Highs in the 50s, partly sunny. Saturday looks good, too. We'll be 50 to 55 with partly sunny skies. And then cooler on Sunday, but no precipitation this weekend.
Is there any chance of precip next week?
Don't blow the first
snow calendar, people who are waiting for that snowblower going... When's my day?
When is it? Right. We need 4 inches. Monday, rain. And then maybe Wednesday night, Thursday, Thanksgiving, there could be some rain showers for the coast and some snow in the mountains.
Okay.
But I don't think we get 4 inches next week.
The Yerkses can hold on to the snowblower for now.
Yeah.
Better keep it for us, though. Boy, imagine if we don't get 4 inches of snow.
Ever?
Ever. We'll get
I know.
We'll
that'd get. Be great. Yerkes would be like, this was the best promotion ever.
I know.
We got mentioned a million times and we never had to pay it off. We're better than that Ponzi scheme guy with the sea scooter.